Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am driving home from work. It's a beautiful, sunny day. It's hot. They said it's only supposed to get up to like 82, but my temperature gauge in my car says 90. So, I don't know. But anyway, after Friday's little incident where I used profanity and was really irritated with the activities director and the whole thing of the trip being canceled last minute after I got there to work, today I found out that the assistant manager sent an email to corporate about my behavior. And then today I had another incident, unrelated, and it was merely an accident. I had a wheelchair on the bus, and I went to put the lap belt around her, and she had a stroke, so she has one arm that, you know, she needs help moving. And when I went to lift the lap belt, which is a seat belt that goes around the lap, it doesn't go over the shoulder, I went to put that over her, and the metal clamp that it clamps onto to the wheelchair, that swung and hit her right on the cheekbone, right below the eye, and it instantly bruised her face. I felt terrible. because I was trying to stretch it over her while she lifted up her arm, and I think both of us moving at the same time, the metal just caught her at the right moment, you know, like a pendulum, and just swung, popped her, and then came back and hit me. And normally, I try and do it behind the person and then swing it around, but because I've been doing this for over 20 years, so I have a system down, and for whatever reason, this time, it just seems kind of, didn't work. So then I have to write an incident report, and I told my boss, and she's like, "Oh my God, you're a pain in the ass." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, huh?" It's not like I did it on purpose, but it doesn't look bad considering I had this thing on Friday and now I got this. And I remember when I got home Friday, I was really, really torqued, and my beloved told me to write up my own version, you know, my incident report. And I did. I put it on my laptop. I saved it just in case. And so I asked my boss, "Do you want, you know, a copy of it?" She's like, "You might as well just email it to me, and she'll print it out for me." And I don't know. This is the first time I've ever had to work in a non-union company, and in such a small, with just only like four people in the office, you know, with maybe a few others like in the kitchen department, maintenance department. You know, I don't necessarily work with them direct. We're all on the same floor in the same building, but I work with the office staff, and it's already divided. You know, like today I knew that the activities director, well, she's actually the receptionist and activities coordinator. She seemed very distant, you know, where she didn't talk a lot to me. But I talked to her about bullshit, you know, just bullshit. And I realized once again, you can't be friends. And here's the thing that kills me the most, is that this activities coordinator and I go to the same church, and it's a Pentecostal old Southern church where they wear their nothing but dresses, no pants, no makeup, no jewelry. They don't cut their hair. It's, you know, it's long. It's those extreme religious cult sect. I don't know. And I go to the church, but I don't dress like them. And the assistant manager, she's also very religious. And I'm thinking, really? Yeah. No. No. I disagree with their behavior. I'm sorry. Just the way they go about doing things. Sneaky, behind your back.